This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Hundreds of women from the US entertainment industry, including actors, directors and lawyers, have launched a campaign to combat sexual harassment in the workplace. The campaign, called Time's Up, includes Hollywood stars such as Cate Blanchett, America Ferrera, Eva Longoria and Natalie Portman. Here's Peter Bowes.
The Time's Up movement was formed after the deluge of allegations last year that disrupted or ended the careers of several prominent and influential men in the entertainment business. In an open letter, the group says, "Harassment too often persists because perpetrators and employers never face any consequences." It urges the media to turn the spotlight on abuses in what it describes as less glamorised trades. It also calls on women to wear black at the Golden Globe Awards next Sunday as a statement against gender and racial inequality.
The deputy leader of Norway's opposition Labour Party, Trond Giske, has agreed to temporarily stand down from his post following allegations of sexual harassment. The party said Mr. Giske had been suspended for an indefinite period. Several women have accused him of unwanted encounters of a sexual nature. Protesters in Iran have attacked police stations late into the night as security forces struggle to contain the biggest challenge to the country's clerical leadership since 2009. Social media videos have shown demonstrators trying to occupy a police station in the central town of Kaderijan. Earlier, the authorities said a policeman had been shot dead in Najafabad. A total of 13 people have been killed so far. More details from Rana Rahimpour.
The fifth day of protests in Iran. Once again, thousands of people have taken to the streets. They're angry at unemployment, rising prices, and what many think is widespread corruption. It's the boldest challenge to the country's leadership in nearly a decade. The demonstrations began in the northwestern city of Mashhad, a key base for President Rouhani's most outspoken critics, and has quickly turned into a widespread anti-establishment movement.
World News from the BBC.